Chapter 4, Section 1, The Estates, the Geocentrism of Class Systems. France was the largest country in Western Europe, both in terms of land and in terms of population. In order for one king to control all of that territory and all those people, he needed to exert immense power and authority. As we've seen with the social contract theory, as long as citizens feel they are getting some rights, they will abide by the social contract, no matter how unfair it might be in some respects. In the 18th century, however, the population of France continued to grow as the economy became worse and worse. The costly defeat of the French and Indian War meant that France lost massive amounts of territory and also was massively in debt. The perfect storm for revolution was in place when a 20-year-old king, Louis XVI, took the throne with an unpopular foreign wife, the Austrian Marie Antoinette. The economy was in shambles, and by the late 1780s, the majority of the population was suffering from starvation, as France experienced some of the coldest winters on record.